not so bad. Dear Slim, I wrote you but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager and my home phone at the bottom. I sent you letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. It probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, what's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm out to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over something that didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with scams. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Ruckus too, that shit's fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just to chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan.
My tea is gone cold, I'm wondering why. Got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Dear Slim, you still ain't called or wrote, I hope you had the chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's f***ed up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside your concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty s***, man, you like his f***ing idol. He wants to be just like you, man, he likes you more than I do. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline. The pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous because I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim. No one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too.
My tears don't fall.
Dear mister, I'm too good a caller, right, my fans. This'll be the last package I ever send you, ass. It's been 6 months, still no word, I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters, I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you, I hope you hear it. I'm in the car right now, I'm doing 90 on the freeway. I love you, Slim, we could've been together, think about it. You ruined it now, I hope you can't sleep when you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you and you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up, I'm trying to talk. Hey Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat, I just tied her up. And I ain't like you, cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more and then she'll die too. Well, gotta go, I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh sh**, forgot, how am I supposed to send this sh** out? Dear Stan, I meant to write you soon, but I just been busy. You said your girlfriend's pregnant now, how far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother, I wrote it on your starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see at the show, I must have missed you. Don't think I did that sh** intentionally, just to diss you. And what's the sh** said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that sh**'s clowning, dawg, come on, how f***ed up is you? You got some issues, I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's the shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit don't make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. Or maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'd be doing just fine if you'd relax a little. I'm glad that I inspired you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one sh** in the news a couple of weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk and she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but it didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you. Damn.